When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it had been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. I think that when we hear this and sing this as our responsorial psalm to the Holy Scriptures, we have to ask ourselves, what is our definition of nation? And I think it is simply that for which we hold as our own, where we rule over all things. So in essence, all nations are each and every individual person who has become their own source of self-reliance, their own source of all things that are good, all things for which they desire to possess. So today when we celebrate the Feast of the Kings, we celebrate the feast of how are we being trained or taught? What kind of vision will we have in order that we can give up our own nation so that we, separate from it, can adore him? Today is our final chapter of our celebration of the birth of Christ, the Nativity. And the meaning of Christmas is complete with the visitation of the wise men. As I've been saying through this Christmas season, Bishop Barron reminds us that the true meaning of Christmas can easily be seen in the Nativity itself. That in the center there is the Word made flesh, the Son of God, who came to be like us so that we may become like him. And then is Mary and Joseph, the animals. And then we had the visitation of the poorest of the poor, the shepherds. And now today, those of greatness come. And when we see the completion of that scene, then we glance above the stable, we see the angels and the stars, and it is as if we're recognizing finally that all things that God created in the beginning that were good, that were torn apart because of sin, have now come back together and will be woven as one again, healed of its brokenness by Christ the Savior. So when we think about our own nation and our desire to put it aside so that we may worship this King of Kings, the Messiah, the Son of God, we look carefully at the story that we had just read in the Gospel. And we recognize it quickly as the story of the five kings. Because King Herod would have completed this scene so tremendously and perfectly. if he would have done what he told the wise men he was going to do, go find him so that I too can give him homage, so that I too could drop my nation before him. It's a warning for all of us how simple that is and can be if we fail to realize that it's easy to be a nation within ourselves, holding on to the things that keep us separate from this beautiful opportunity to kneel, to bow in adoration to the true King. So let us look at the Magi who bring the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But let us look at them first by remembering the shepherds. Remember what I said, the shepherds came what? And they had nothing to give, but they left with everything. On the Feast of the Holy Family, we said they came with nothing and in humility received the faith of Joseph, the hope of Mary, and the love of Christ. And what did they do when they left? They were full, their hearts and their souls, with joy, and they proclaimed this truth to everyone. It gave new meaning to them as shepherds, shepherd of sheep, but now they would be sharing in the shepherd Christ Jesus of those who now follow truth, love, and peace. But today, the kings, they come carrying great gifts, leaving those gifts at the feet of the Savior, and then leaving empty-handed. And that is what we're called to do today, to bring everything before him and leave empty-handed. Because leaving empty-handed, Lord, my nation now will adore you. So what does this look like? It looks like this, that the king who brings the gold reminds us that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, just as gold is the most precious gift. But leaving it before him recognizes that there is only one kingdom, one God, and the rest serve in love and joy. The gift of frankincense is the perfume of the temple because Jesus Christ is the eternal high priest. He comes not only to bring us together in worship, but to raise us up from our brokenness into the perfection he desires us to know. And finally, the last gift, the gift of myrrh that is brought. Seems kind of strange to bring the gift of burial, of perfume of burial, at the birth of a newborn king. But in the time of Jesus, this was a great symbol of saying that at the birth of this child, his death will show his greatness. Little did they know that this king's death would show the greatest gift of greatness when he conquers death himself. So what should be our mission then when we realize what these gifts are to bring? First, I think before we do that, to remember as we begin this new year of 2020, what kind of vision, 2020 vision, will make clear the path that will allow us to adore him and not to be our own nation. The first thing then is to take warning. There's always a temptation to be King Herod. Being afraid to be dethroned from our own path to begin to follow the path of the Lord. But we are called to bring forth and lay before him our gold, not so much our wealth, but more so our pride and our self-reliance, right? Our own journey. You lay that before him, and he will give you the wisdom and knowledge, and more importantly, the right counsel to guide you on the way. Secondly, we were asked to come and offer frankincense because we need more than anything for this king to love us in our brokenness. And isn't that what we do here? Isn't that what our sacramental life is about? Isn't that what our worship is called to be? To recognize our own sinfulness and to receive God's love. And God's love, his greatest love, is his mercy and his forgiveness. Lay that gift of your own sinfulness, your brokenness, your inabilities, your imperfections, and he will give you in turn the confidence and the healing power and peace of being one whose nation adores him. And finally, and probably the most important, lay the gift of myrrh before him. Lay your fear of your own death, the death of your loved ones, and the mourning and the sorrow of those who have already gone before you. Because his greatness is in his death, because it's followed by his resurrection and the perfection of eternal life. Laying your fear of death at his feet allow you to share in the greatest glory of the kingdom that is to come. So when you come forward to receive the Christ child, Jesus, on your own throne today, ask yourself, can I leave my nation before him? My concerns of the world, my brokenness, and my fear of death. Ask him for that faith to be able to do so, the hope of the promise of the resurrection, and the love of his mercy. And then you will leave here today rejoicing that all nations fall away, that what seems to be empty-handed becomes a full heart, soul, and mind in the peace and love of Christ himself. And I promise I will do the same.